And, as if that wasn't enough, in a wee while, where in the world is Andy Mossack? He's with us earlier than normal tonight. He's going to be with us just after the classic album, you see. About 10:30, so I need your help. First order of business is where in the world is Andy Mossack? Do you like the first clue? Here is the first clue. This city is our roving travel reporter. This city has been the capital of some of the world's biggest empires. The Roman, the Byzantine, Latin and Ottoman. Yet today it's not a capital, but has over 13 million people living here. More than the population of Belgium. And it's a city so big, it straddles two continents. Where in the world is Andy Mossack? First order of business. We have 15 minutes to figure out where he is. 81333. Russ, R-U-S-S at the start of that message. That may have done it for you. So big the city is, it straddles two continents. Where in the world is Andy Mossack? 81333, Russ at the start of that message. Talking to him just after 10:30, your tickets to their show, selling like hotcakes. Take that, the latest one from them, it's called Let In The Sun. 10:20, Russell here in the chair with you then. For the late show, and thank you very much for all the help I've had so far. First order of business. It's a bit of a change around, I know. But usually we talk to Andy Mossack, our roving travel logger. We talk to him, well, usually about 11:20, don't we? And he'll be somewhere. So I've got to get straight in because he's on in about 10 or 15 minutes with the first clues from where he is. Capital, some of the world's biggest empires, Roman, Byzantine, Latin, Ottoman. 13 million people, straddles two continents. Here is your second clue, right? Second clue. You might think that tulips originate from Holland. Ah, you'd be wrong. Tulips were first grown here in 1554 and then on to Amsterdam as a gift. I had no idea this was the case. The city on the two continents thing. You see, the second clue has thrown me because I was thinking it was, I was thinking like Istanbul. And I'll just run through. That's where I was thinking it was. And Malcolm, number one, says it. The Jester says Istanbul. Andy in Leeds. Maggie in Hull. Graham in Craik. Hot Dog in Hull. Pete in Silsden. And Robert in Scarborough says, sounds to me like Andy is in Istanbul. And also I want to say hello to... where's the note gone? I've lost it. There it is. Charlie in Sheffield. Istanbul. Now, I agree. I think it's Istanbul. But the second clue has kind of thrown me a little. Ooh, he always does this. 81333. Russ at the start of that message. You might disagree with me and the people I've just read there. You might think it's somewhere else entirely. And the tulip clue has just thrown it. But it's the two continents thing. It's a great fact, isn't it? A general knowledge if it's that second clue. 81333. And Russ at the start of that message. But album final tracks. Same as then. Maggie in Hull says, I believe tulips originally came from Turkey. It's most confusing, this. And to sort it out between me and the other half, I say Alexandra, says Kim in Brim. And my other half says Budapest. Don't say that, please. We'll have to start playing George Ezra. Alexandra and Budapest, a couple of ideas here. Zenopal says, Ron in Missouri, where it's -6 and snow on the ground. It's only marginally warmer than that here. These are excellent, by the way. We'll be catching up with Andy Mossack next. We've had a couple of really good clues. For where in the world is Andy Mossack, our international man of mystery? City been the capital of some of the world's biggest empires, 13 million people, more than the population of Belgium, straddles two continents, it's where tulips come from, and Agatha Christie wrote Murder on the Orient Express in this place. Well, I'm pleased to say, through the miracle of technology, we can catch up with him now. Good evening, Andy.
Good evening, Russ. Hello, hello, hello.
Hello, how are you, sir? You all right?
I'm doing all right. It's a bit snowy here. It's called a Siberian snowstorm, apparently.
A Siberian? That doesn't sound good.
No. And I'm a bit worried about getting the plane home tomorrow. But, hey, what the hell. Thank you for giving me a day early and a bit earlier as well.
Hey, that's fine. We'll always do our level best to accommodate you here, Andy.
Bless you.
We've had a lot of text and people having a shout up about where you are. And we think it was the straddling the two continents clue that did it. Is it Istanbul?
Yes, it is. Yes. It is.
Well done if you said Istanbul. You managed to crack it. Well
done.
How are we going to...
Majestic city of Istanbul.
Well, here's the thing. You and I have 10 minutes to talk to each other about Istanbul, which has thousands of years of history, really. So
I know.
How comes you there? What's going on?
Well, I'm actually a judge, believe it or not. I'm a judge tomorrow. Hilton Hotels have invited me out here. They've got this the hotel here, which is the Istanbul Bomonti, and they've invited all of the European, Africa, and Middle Eastern chefs to meet and discuss food, beverages, and all good things to eat. And they're going to do a competition to try and provide the best meal, if you like, or best dish.
And you're the judge.
And I'm with some colleagues are going to be judging the winner.
This has got to be the sweetest gig
I can't
ever
believe
had.
It. I know. Can you believe that? So here I am in Istanbul, courtesy of Hilton. God bless them.
Now, well, that's the last time we shall mention that company there.
I know.
We're mentioning plenty of them in this. So you're over there and you have the whole city to play with. Now, as somebody who's never been to Istanbul here, we're going to take this as if you're advising somebody for like their first visit to one of the truly great world cities. So where on earth do you start?
Well, there's kind of I would say seven kind of must-do things, right? And I'll whiz through them like billy-o.
Okay.
The Basilica Cistern is probably a most amazing thing. It's a Roman cistern that's underground. And there's something like 360 or 330 columns that support the ceiling. And it's where originally, right back in the days, Byzantine days, they used to get the water pumped through to the city. And it's still there today. So that original spring, if you like, is still working. And that's amazing.
Wow.
So you can go and see that. I mean, you know, there's an upside down Medusa head right at the back of it. It's a huge, huge underground cistern, but well worth it. If you go there, look for the upside-down head of Medusa, which is a real Roman piece of masonry. So that's great. The Hagia Sophia, because you've got these amazing mosques, huge mosques. And the Hagia Sophia is really just spectacular. You go in and just look up, and you see this enormous dome inside. Amazing. That's got to be done. The Topkapi Palace... very, very famous. All the sultans used to, that was the home of the sultans and their wives, of course, the famous harem. And that's just an incredible thing to walk through. You know, I mean, you know, I can't even begin to tell you just how, you know, just lush and amazing that place is. So got to walk it. You're going to take a day to go through that.
There's more to come. There's more.
Well, there's the Blue Mosque, which is, you know, just eye-boggling. And it's got six minarets, which I think is probably only about three or four mosques in the world that have got six minarets on them. But, you know, this thing is just, again, you know, just a 17th century mosque. Amazing. The Istanbul Archaeology Museum, which has got the sarcophagus of Alexander the Great in it. I mean, and then finally the Grand Bazaar, which is... You must know, 5,000 shops inside it, carpets, jewellery, anything you can think of. Okay. It's been going since 1400.
Now, there's a question I've got to ask you. Now, I'm looking at, like, latest... I think the last thing they... 2014 estimated the... Sort of, right in the centre of it, like 14 million people population, right? And 11 million visitors a year.
Yeah.
How does everybody fit in? Is it easy to get around?
Do you know how big this city is?
It's huge.
Absolutely ginormous. Yeah, yeah. And there is, it's true, I'm on the European side of Istanbul with the Bosphorus going right through the middle of it, which is a majestic, you know, sea almost, I would say. And you've got Asia on the other side, and the city stretches across both. And it is a massive city with all these different neighborhoods and regions in them, you know. So there's more than enough to go around, although there is a wonderful old part where all these mosques are. So that's sort of the ancient side of it. But there is, plenty. And there is a metro system. And there's also obviously taxis and lots of roads. So, yeah, it will take, you know, maybe half an hour to drive from one side to the other. But there is so much to see, and a lot of these mosques are all in one place. So it's, right. You know, from that part of it, it's good. The food, of course, is fantastic if you like Turkish food.
So what's a typical dish that one should try in Istanbul?
Well, tarama, obviously. Mm-hmm. You know, you've got these great kebabs. You've got Turkish food. I mean, you must have plenty of Turkish food up in Leeds, right? But this is fresh. Fresh, I mean, the spices, you know, you just walk around and you hear and you smell, you hear the singing of the, you know, they do the call to prayer five times a day. It's a majestic sound.
Now, there is another point I must raise here, because for anybody listening to this, they might be saying, yes, I mean, it sounds like the most amazing place here.
Yeah.
I imagine for a city that size, for all of those things, for the food perhaps, how expensive is it to A, get to Istanbul, and B, get around and live while you're there?
Well, it's served usual suspects in terms of the budget airlines. Mm-hmm. So they have regular flights here all the time. So there's probably five or six different airlines come in here. And in terms of value for money, you've got the lira, which is probably about, I think it's 4 to the pound.
Okay.
Very good value for money. So I think you could eat like a sultan for about 10 or 12 pounds.
Which you will be doing tomorrow, of course.
And of course I will be, indeed. It's slightly more sultan-like, yes, indeed. And all that money you can save, you can go and buy a carpet or something in the bazaar, can't you?
Well, good luck flying that one back on a budget airline.
yeah, it is a majestic place, I have to say. And there's 4 football teams too. I don't think there's that many cities that have got 4 football teams.
Do you know the one thing it doesn't have? Here's the thing. Now, you know me. I like to, everywhere you've turned up, somewhere in the world, I've always said to you, you know, it's twinned with somewhere like you least expect, you know, and you'd kind of expect Istanbul to be twinned with Swindon or somewhere like that. It's not twinned with anywhere in the UK. It has no twin city in the UK. It's, you know, it's littered with twin cities all over the world, but nothing in the UK. And I think we need to change it.
I agree. I think I'll have to have a word with the ambassador, don't you think?
Yes, a cultural ambassador. I think we need it to happen.
Yes, I think we'll have a word.
You know, and so it's twinned with Rio and Houston in Texas and some, you know, fabulous places, Beirut and Bangkok and Budapest and Barcelona, Berlin. But it's not twinned with anywhere in the UK, which is a dreadful shame.
I do. I think that's really bang out of order, and I shall be having words.
Yes, well, right. Yes, I write to my MP. I'll find out who that is first, and then I shall write to them. That'll be a good. So, there it is. You're there until tomorrow. You're going to be flying back, and you've got snow at the minute. Then, so it's not all glorious sunshine.
No, it's certainly not. In the winter here, it's pretty parky, and at the moment, it's in the grip of this Siberian storm. And I even had snow thunder. I tell you, it's they call it snow thunder. I don't know if you've ever heard of it.
No, never have.
It's absolutely ridiculous. It snows, and then you don't associate thunder and lightning with snow, would you?
No.
But then apparently there is some sort of, I don't know, some sort of weather system that causes thunder when it snows.
Do you know what?
No figure.
Let's not mention this again, because it'll be on the front page of the Daily Express next, the fact that it'll be here before you know it. Well, do you know what? I'll let you go to bed, because you're going to have to get to bed nice and early, because, you know, whatever you do, I hope you haven't had any tea, because you've got to save some room for tomorrow when you're judging all of this fabulous food.
Actually, you're right. Tea, but mint tea. Of course, that's what they have. They call it chai.
Chai, yes, of course, chai. Brilliant.
Chai, yes. So yes, but I've got a situation soundtrack for you.
Oh, yes.
It's not very good.
It doesn't
not
matter.
Very good, I have
what
to
have,
say.
What have you got? Tell me.
Just Like Eddie by Heinz.
By Heinz. There is a lira for you. And
thank you.
It's worth about 25p. You have a good time, and nice to talk to you from Istanbul, Andy. Yeah, I'll talk to you next time.
Next week, in fact, I believe.
Next week. Where in the world will it be? You take care of yourself, mate.
All right, take care.
There he goes, Andy Mossack. In Istanbul. Do you know it is the place? My sister's been to it dozens of times. Dozens of times. Absolutely loves the city. Me, never been. I've got to do something about that, don't you think? But Fabulous. Where will he be next week? I'm going to need your help. There will be clues. Probably Wednesday or Thursday next week, and we'll sort it all out. Late Show with the BBC. In our part of the world, it's me, Russell Walker, till 1. Storyville is coming next. Wind in the Willows. Mole and Ratty are looking for refuge in the snow. Sam Smith will get you there.